Environmental groups have resumed a long-running battle with the EPA. The groups are trying to push the federal agency to update sewage plant wastewater treatment regulations, last changed in 1985. The lawsuit says EPA didn't respond to a push made in 2007 during the Bush administration. Glynis Collins is with the Prairie Rivers Network. She says treatment technology has greatly improved.
We believe now that the technology exists and is affordable and is workable to remove nutrients when you're treating sewage, which hasn't been part of the expectations in the past.
Collins says nutrient pollution leads to algae blooms that can sicken pets, people, and livestock. Kevin Schaefer heads the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. He says his treatment plants are already looking at what they need to do to reduce phosphorus discharges. He predicts the state or federal governments may set new nitrogen limits. In the meantime, Schaefer says the district is looking at how much nutrient pollution waterways can handle each day before water quality degrades.
There will be a cost to this, and so that's why it's very important to look at all these issues on a watershed basis so that you don't put a ton of money into an improvement at a wastewater plant or on a stormwater improvement and then not see the resulting improvement from that investment.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it's reviewing the sewage treatment plant lawsuit. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.